Welcome to Topic 5, where we'll look at the considerations the champions have about their sport. There are a number of behaviours exhibited by champions as they participate. These indicate what and how they feel about training and competitions. It is strongly recommended that any serious athlete view their sport in a similar way. The first thing you need to do is to justify that you have characteristics which are superior to other performers. Champions believe they have qualities that set them apart from other athletes. Their belief in that superiority adds to their motivation to train and compete. This is an internal factor which contributes to their drive to perform. It means this for an athlete. As you continue to participate and improve in your sport, you should attempt to excel in factors that are suited to you. In time, you should come to appreciate that it is those factors which give you an edge over other athletes in competitive situations. When you believe that you have such an advantage, it will be easier to expect superior levels of performance from yourself in situations where those factors are important. The second factor is that feelings of ill health, stomach upsets, and vague pains should not occur. The symptoms described in this characteristic are typically those associated with anxieties and neuroses. Their general pervasiveness indicates an overall undifferentiated cause. Champions do not exhibit them or experience their causes. This is in concert with a champion's disposition to minimize stress, remove or minimize the effects of negative events, and to accentuate positive attributes and features in the sports setting. This is the implication for an athlete. If these symptoms occur in your sporting experience, then you should seek assistance to remove their causes. General feelings of uneasiness or discomfort are usually caused by generalized events. If you suffer in this way, you may have to undertake a program of considerable social and mental skills restructuring, particularly aimed at increasing coping responses and the perceived positiveness of the sporting experience. There are mental skills activities that can be used to develop the competency and to get rid of these particular problems. Usually it's difficult to pinpoint the exact causes of these symptoms, and so a generalized approach to solving the problem is the best. There is a reference on the web page to a manual that illustrates the steps that need to be followed to develop this characteristic of champions and to get rid of the problems that quite often pervade normal athletes. The third characteristic is organize your equipment well. Having equipment in very good condition, well cared for, and always ready for use means that an individual is always prepared to perform. Champions are extremely reliable, sometimes to the point of being obsessive, about the maintenance and state of their equipment. Most champions spend more time tending to their equipment than do lesser performers. The greater attention and care yields a high degree of confidence in equipment reliability and readiness. Champions take responsibility for the preparation of their equipment. They maintain control over this potentially problematical area. They know the status of their sporting gear and how it has been cared for, so if any problems arise, they are usually able to solve them themselves. They are willing to take the blame when things go wrong with their sporting equipment. This factor implies this for an athlete. An essential part of elite sporting behavior is maintaining and preparing your equipment. You should accept this responsibility and only be satisfied with your participation when you spend more time than any other athlete on such activities. This completes the first part of this topic.